Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. Happy Thursday evening to everybody out there. This is Dave Wiley filling in. Well, you can't really fill in for Carl, but yeah, here I am giving it a shot. And tonight we got Ben on the control board. How you doing in there, Ben?
I am doing well. How art thou?
Doing good. And we got Perry here tonight too. How's it going, Perry?
Good. Regular guest, co-host, assistant, whatever you want to call. And once again, filling in for Carl and Ted. And like always, when Carl's gone, Ted and I usually get in trouble, so we'll see how Dave and I do as far as keeping it sane.
Yeah, tonight Carl is out on assignment, is how they usually put it. Who knows if he's out there skinny dipping in the lake or what he's up to tonight. I don't know. He didn't tell me, but here we are. And I know right now Holiday Harbor rates are more affordable, and it's the off-season rates, and that's something that we've been talking about over here at KCNR. Quite a bit. And so if you can get out on the lake right now, I guess it's really great and special rate, you know, more affordable rates going on right now. And it's not as busy out there from what I understand.
Yeah, the fall's so great. I actually was blessed to grow up on Shasta Lake. My grandfather owned a resort. And that's when we went on our vacation on a houseboat, was September and October when everybody was gone, you know, and it was just wonderful.
That's amazing. So you've been around and you know that lake real well.
I do, yeah, probably too good.
Now, is that where, because you take people out for wild boar expedition hunting, do you guys go out near the lake? Where are you guys going?
Well, you know, they have some spots behind the lake over there that they do have wild pigs, but they're really difficult to get into.
Now, you might not want to tell us your secret spots.
Yeah, no secret spots at all. Okay. The spots we go are mostly like local private ranches. And they're pretty lousy with pigs, so it's, you know, it's really lucrative.
So what's a typical day look like with that?
Well, if things are going as a, you know, we like to have them go, you head out right at daylight, and then you know, as soon as it gets light, you glass up some pigs, you put a play on them, you get one knocked down, you get them taken care of, and then you're back in town for lunch.
Nice. Ben, maybe we got to go try that. That sounds awesome. You know, this is man up. And one of the things I remember as a kid, going out to a farm, you know, they shot that cow right there. And cows and cattle are different, I know, but it was some kind of bovine. They shot it right here in the head, and then they ran up, sliced its neck off, you know, and that's the first time I ever seen anything like that. And that was incredible. That did change my life to see how what I'm eating on the table is processed like that.
Yeah, you mean actually where your food in the grocery store comes from? When, exactly. You know, most folks think that packaged, what, a beef or chicken or whatever, they think it's just fabricated somewhere, you know. They don't understand it was a live critter at one time.
Hey, what is the best way to cook a wild boar, in your opinion?
My opinion is the probably my favorite anyways is pulled pork. And, you know, if anybody wants a recipe, just write in on the Facebook page or something, and I'll send you that recipe. But a pulled pork recipe is pretty good. If you have it turned into sausage, the sausage is really good. Breakfast sausage, you can have it in different temperatures of heat, you know, medium hot, whatever you like. And you could put it into breakfast burritos, sausage patties for like an egg McMuffin or whatever. It's pretty dang good stuff.
So men do cook, and the wives are always really happy, and people really happy when men cook, especially like what you're describing there. That sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. I do all the cooking of meat at home. You know, my wife's really good at making pasta and salad, and that's what she likes to eat. But if it has to do with the wild meat, fish, anything like that, I end up cooking.
So how do they, are you setting up trips and you like to take people out? Is that something that you're doing regularly? How do they get a hold of you, and how do they sign up for that?
Yeah. Actually, the best way is just go online and do a search for Just for Hunting, and it's the word FOR, justforhunting.com, and we pop up like in one or two in the North State for pig hunting, and just send me an email, or call. And, you know, it's right now it's pretty warm for pig hunting, even though they're around. And this year the acorns are like, there's lots of acorns here. They're going to be pretty chubby. So later on when it starts to cool off after the first rain and stuff, it's a little more tolerable and they start to be a little more active.
Nice. Well, hey, so this is Man Up you're listening to, and here we are. Perry and I are here trying to cover, I'm trying to cover for Carl over here, which is impossible to do. I've been at, KCNR now since June, I think, and, just incredible team here, and I really love this show, and Carl said that he wouldn't be here. I said, man, I want to go on. So I kind of begged him, like, hey, can I get on there? Yeah. Oh, let me get on there and talk. And usually I'm, having all the, political shows, you know, on Sunday mornings and everything. So, lately I've been listening to more news. Now, my question is, do you know, are there going to be any more debates between Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump?
Well, my understanding is no. And, I don't blame Trump. I mean, he's already done one with the dead guy. And, you know, he's done one with the ding-a-ling. So he wanted to do a Fox one. She wouldn't do the Fox one. Now they want to go back to CNN, which to me, the CNN one, somebody must have put some electricity to Jake Tapper and that Dana, whatever, because they were tame during that debate. They actually were pretty good. But, the ABC one, it was definitely 3-on-1. But I don't think Trump needs to. He's got so much momentum right now, and she's doing some interviews, so the wheels are falling off for her.
Yeah, if you want to hear what he has to say, it seems like he's doing a rally every day, every other day.
Oh, yeah, he's like, what, 110 to 3 or something on as far as public appearances on
interviews. So if you want to know what these guys are saying, hopefully you can find it. Now, Harris, is it true she hasn't done any press conferences?
I think, well, she's done a couple interviews. She did one the other day, but it seems to me every one she's done, and if they do off script, you know, it's just like whatever that talking point is turns into a circle, and, you know, she came from the middle class, right? That's their talking point.
Okay, here's another serious question, because this is real. This is real, guys. We're coming up real quick on an election here. I got another one. Are undocumented people going to be able to vote?
Not legally. Not legally, but now I'm confused on this to no end. You know, this SAVE Act or whatever it is they tried to pass in Congress, and there was like 158 Democrats that voted against it. And basically, it was saying that you had to be a U.S. citizen and show identification as a U.S. citizen to vote. Since when do you not have to show? I mean, you have to show ID for anything, you know?
Yeah, that'll be interesting, because I think most of the media would say that if these undocumented people were able to vote, that they would vote for Biden. But I'm wondering if that would backfire on them, because Trump is even more popular in other countries.
Agreed. I think they look at Trump as a better path to success, you know, and I mean, these undocumented people that are coming in, they're not, you know, they have it figured out. They don't just jump on the street and start walking over here 10,000 miles or whatever without a plan, right?
Right. And so, yeah, this makes sense to talk about too, because voting is coming up. And I think that part of being a man up, to man up and be a man would be to get out and vote.
Oh, absolutely.
Inform yourself of politics and...
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing, is inform yourself. You know, and everybody says, oh, I did my research. You know, no, you didn't do your research. You just hate Trump, you know. And, I mean, I don't like Harris. But if I thought she would do a better job than Trump, I would think about voting for her. But I just don't think she can. I just don't think she has it. Once again, 4 more years. Do we want 4 more years of what we have? You know.
And I think she even said that the other day.
Well, actually, it was her buddy, her sidekick.
Oh, Tim
Walz.
Tim Walz. Okay.
Yeah, the stolen valor guy.
You guys were talking about that a lot last time. The other thing that you guys talked about on the last show that you guys were all here, Ted, yourself, you guys were talking about the first assassination attempt.
Oh.
Now there's been a second one, and hey, I wanted to talk about that a little bit. But first, I wanted to get your thoughts on rodeo. And what is going on with this rodeo stuff? Is there a delay? Are people intentionally delaying? And
yeah, that's another one of those really confusing stances politically.
Let's talk about this after the break. We got to cut to break.
Perfect. Break, and then we'll talk about the rodeo.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Hey, if you got some thoughts on rodeo and these kind of things, give us a call at 605-4567. That's 530-605-4567. All right, KCNR, your talk radio. We're here on Man Up, covering for Carl, and I've got Perry here tonight. And we were going to talk rodeo a little bit because there's a lot of confusion. I think there's a lot of people are hearing kind of from the sidelines. Don't really – I mean, I can't imagine these guys not getting a long-term lease. They've been here for 70-something years.
Yeah.
They've got – they're a staple. That's the only professional sport in this town.
Yeah, I don't see – you know, it's this May – it'll be 77 years, you know, and that's 77 documented years, you know. I'd be willing to bet before the 50s there was a rodeo here every year as well, you know, and what, you know, you got to ask yourself what is really, why is anybody telling us what other idea do they have for the rodeo grounds, you know? You know, unfortunately there's somebody else locally that controls that area down there with the Civic and stuff, and you know, there's all sorts of talk of, are they involved, you know, but, you know, there's, to me, it should have never went anywhere but a 5-0 vote. Give them an extended lease, you know?
And, I was seeing a letter from, Senator Maurice Johannesson, and he called it, kicking the can down the curb. You know, some of the perspectives of making an ad hoc committee just seems like putting it off. And I don't understand the complete ins and outs of that, but I think it's kicking the can down the curve if there's any hesitation at all.
Oh, absolutely. You know, what's you got to ask yourself what this is basically politics at its, I would say, worst, and somebody just trying to gain control of something, you know. And there's the rodeo is a no-brainer, you know, 77 years. I don't know if you haven't been to the rodeo, you should probably go and experience for yourself. It's really a great local event.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've been several times, and the other thing that happens on that property is coming right up here with the powwow. Reading Rancheria is having their powwow. I think it's October 4th, and That's another part of the discussion is, these guys are using that too. And, there really just shouldn't be a hold up on this.
There shouldn't. You know, it's been a mainstay for Reading forever. And, you know, we have a lot of local events that are just really good for the community. And unfortunately downtown, they're doing some stuff too. In fact, this weekend is that Reading Roots revival. And, you know, it's, if you're not slated to come downtown and listen to some of that music, you should, because that's, putting some culture back into Reading, and they're doing a great job.
That is a weekend of American roots music and community enrichment downtown Reading this weekend. Make sure you check it out. ReadingRootsRevival.org, and you can find out more information about that. Yeah, the lineup looks incredible. We've also got Dwight Yoakam at the Civic this weekend with the Mavericks.
Yeah, I bet if you asked Dwight Yoakam about that rodeo grounds, he would give the thumbs up for sure.
That'd be cool if he said something about it. So the other thing about this show, it's a man show, and I love the ads, you know, hearing Ted Leidy and Carl talk about this show. One of the things out there that's probably worth talking about is, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding, debate going around about what it means to be a man, what manhood is, you know, this idea of toxic masculinity. And, you know, it seems like the lines are getting blurry in all directions. And, you know, masculinity, you know, is it a bad thing? You know, and these gender roles and all these expectations and, you know, there's a lot of talk about that. We wanted to kind of look at, you know, what's it mean to be a man? What's healthy masculinity? And I got a list going here.
By whose opinion?
Right. So this is kind of the.
Is this from a woman's opinion or a man's opinion?
Good point,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of put these together, and so tell me what you think of this one. Manhood means having a strong work ethic.
Oh, absolutely.
Whatever that means for you, you know, what your abilities are, whatever. What about manhood means not being easily offended because you know who you are?
Oh, absolutely. Confidence. Be a man and be confident of yourself.
All right. Manhood means knowing how to set goals and take actionable steps towards those goals. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, not a thing. Not a thing. I don't see anything even masculine yet.
Fair. Fair. Yep. I think the thing is that I think those came out of, you know, me thinking, like, you know, there's some lazy guys out there.
Oh,
and how can we motivate these men, you know, and, you know, these are ways I motivated myself, you know, coming from boyhood to manhood. And speaking of that, our producer knows about that. How old are you right now? You and Carl go back and forth.
18, and he hired me at 17.
Oh, man.
You were hired here at 17?
Yes, sir.
So you were boys to men.
Nice.
And here you are producing the Man Up Show.
Yes, sir.
How's it feel back there?
I'm in Nashville territory.
Nice. You're growing up right before our eyes.
What are your thoughts on manhood back there, Ben?
I think society is... I think you see a lot of people trying to pick it back up, but it's been and is being kicked down a lot, especially on social media. Definitely being redefined.
Yeah, and there's all these stereotypes about men, you know? Yeah. Men don't do the dishes. I don't agree with that.
No, I do the dishes.
And
cook.
Yeah. A man knows how to work hard, also knows how to have fun. You know, has fun with their kids, have fun with their wives, had fun with their families, you know, having fun. You know, there's some misunderstandings about manhood, like real serious, real grumpy, toxic masculinity. You know what I mean? This is kind of the pushback against manhood.
Yeah, sometimes they kind of take it, some men do take it overboard, you know. You know, they think they're the tough guy or the top of the heap or whatever, but, you know, It's okay to be soft sometimes, but you don't really need to show it, you know?
Yeah, so, you show it to your wife.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I don't.
Sometimes, yeah.
I mean, I would think women enjoy men that are actually honest with them and share their feelings.
Well said, yeah, that's a good point. You know, men don't listen. You know, I don't agree with that. I think being a man means having good listening skills.
Yeah, I don't think there's any man that doesn't listen. Now, there's a lot of them that don't hear.
Yeah,
and I'm one of them. I have some pretty good selective hearing.
nice, yeah. And a man is supportive of their partner's goals.
Absolutely, it's you know, and this is the thing about the man, the relationship thing too. And I'm talking about the real relationship as it's described, is as a man and a woman. You know, compromise, constant compromise. And that's not a bad thing.
Nice. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. If you got any thoughts on this stuff, give us a call at 605-4567. KCNR, your talk radio. We're talking about manhood, and we're here covering for Carl. And you think he's out there with Ted, huh?
I don't think so. I think Carl's on his own assignment. I think Ted's probably teaching tonight. You know, of course, Ted has NFI, NorCal Firearms Instruction.
That. Yeah.
And, you know, they are right here in Redding, California, Ted's, base. And, they teach all over the state, and they are the number one firearms instruction company in the state.
So, yeah, I'm checking out there's a whole CCW class. There's a lot. This website is really nice. So you can check it out at countyccw.com. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty. So he's probably out teaching a class tonight.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, the thing is, if, you know, Second Amendment rights, California, concealed carry. We're probably never going to be a constitutional carry state in California. So if you don't have your CCW, your carry permit, you know, you should get it while it's available because, California is all over the board with our administration. And Redding, you know, Shasta County, being as conservative as we are, we have a target on us. So there's no telling when they're going to infiltrate us and change the way we do things here. So now's the time if you don't have concealed carry and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's getting less safe in every city in California.
One of the things that's been coming up lately, there was a new bill passed, and I don't know the details. But some people, this was in the news just yesterday and today, and it came up in the County Board of Supervisors meeting. I went to that on Tuesday. Well, they're calling it intimidation to carry a firearms at election places. Now, my question is, if no one's armed except the people who are criminal, What kind of position of protection does that put us in? Because you make laws for guns, then the criminals have the guns, and then there's no one else to protect.
Yeah, that's the main thing that, you know, Second Amendment or anti-gun folks, they know, but their narrative doesn't fit it. So they're not going to tell you, yeah, we know that we can't keep the guns out of criminals' hands, so but we're going to keep them out of your hands because then at least we can control you.
All right. Well, that's some serious stuff, yeah. Well, it is time for another break here at KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. Let's head on to break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes here.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR Radio 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm David Wiley. I'm here at the Man Up Show. We got Perry in the house. We got Ben at the helm. And we've got Nick Gardner on the line. And he is going to talk to us about his perspective on rodeo, citizen's perspective here on the rodeo situation.
And Nick Gardner is also sponsored by Kamala Harris, actually.
That's hilarious. Not true. That's misinformation.
It's true, and Joe Biden.
If you weren't producing the show, I would bleep you out right now for that.
Think he's suffering from artificial intelligence.
Yeah, they plugged into the wrong spot.
Listen, I want to apologize. I try and call on the show every Thursday, and I thought it was at 7, and evidently it's 6. Did I miss Ted Leidy's cooking tips?
We got Perry's on how to best cook wild boar.
Yeah, Ted's cooking tips are no mushrooms and no fish.
There you go. That sounds good to me, although I do like mushrooms. Hey, you know, my take on the radio is, you know, it's not just kicking the can down the road. It's waiting to make an unpopular decision. And the Cowboys are putting so much pressure on them that it's going to be really hard to turn them away and not give them the long-term lease that they deserve. When you look at the rodeos, I went to a rodeo about 50 years ago, and we had horses when I was young. And I went to the rodeo, and I was bored. I said, I'm never going to come back to one of these. It was hurry up and wait. And my wife won a couple tickets about 5 years ago, and we went. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it is a show now. There was no stopping. Everything was good. And the best part about the rodeo to me was in the box seats, the Cowboys would come along with their horse right next to the rail, and the little kids, you know, pre 8 years old or so, they would go down and pet them horses. And, you know, that's the only opportunity most of them ever had to do that. And I just really got a kick out of that. But they put on a wonderful show. I couldn't believe it. And then I was looking at all the improvements they've done to the posse grounds, you know. They've got wonderful seating, and they want to replace it. They want a stadium type, like a football stadium, but maybe a quarter as big.
That sounds cool. Nick, I got a question for you. So let me interject here with a question. Are there some people who want to replace this rodeo with a mechanical bull that you could put coins in and make money on the electricity on it?
Well, maybe that new wine lady that moved into town that's all stuck on making a events center like they have in San Antonio, or the wine and cheese crowd out at the McConnell Foundation.
Back in my day, we had real cows at the rodeo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they smell like real cows, and anybody that's grown up in the country likes that smell.
Now, there's cows, there's cattle, and there's bulls, bovine. Okay, go ahead, Nick, sorry.
They have improved those rodeo grounds to where I'd be happy if they stayed right where they are. But they've got million-dollar improvements that they want to do, but they need a longer-term lease to borrow the money to do them. And it's just, it's a no-brainer to give them a long-term lease because of all the money they could bring into Reading with the hotel tax, all the food service taxes, all the restaurants they go to, the motel rooms, the sightseeing they do, the taxis even do well. That's a pun. But, you know, all the money they bring to Reading, in my opinion, Reading ought to be subsidizing them. If you look at the failures that Reading has done with Big League Dreams and the money we've put into it, the taxpayers, the soccer park and Stillwater Business Park, we've got over $100 million in all those, and every one of them's been a failure. These Cowboys, the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association, they haven't asked 10 cents from Reading, and they put on a show that's nationally, they've made the National Rodeo Association Hall of Fame, and they give back to the community. They've got a center down there for livestock when they come in, when there's a fire or a catastrophe. They put on the breakfast. They'll go and do barbecues to benefit other things besides the rodeo. And they have a special day for handicapped kids down there that is just really something special. If it was up to me, I would give them a few million dollars and a 50-year lease.
Absolutely, believe, Nick.
You know,
so what's the problem then? What's the holdup, actually?
Oh, well, you've got these people on the city council and
is
the
this
wine
culture
and
wars?
Yeah, they... the wine and cheese crowd that want to make a big event center down there, and they want the Posse Grounds to be included in it. And that's not what the citizens of Reading want. If you'd gone to the last couple city council meetings, you would see that the people are happy with the rodeo. This isn't Reading's rodeo. This is Shasta County's rodeo. This is the North State's rodeo. This puts us on the map. And they want Reading to be a bicycle town. So maybe when up there at their bicycle center where they've got their little coffee kiosk and where they park their bicycles and everything, maybe they could take a half a city block. Maybe you've got a good idea putting mechanical bulls up there. They can rent cowboy hats.
Well, you know, Nick, if you want my opinion, for an event center, there's plenty of large enough areas right here in town, even at the bottom of the hill over on the Miracle Mile there that's been vacant forever, right there on the north end, northwest end of the Arboretum Loop. There's plenty of room there for an event center that's close to downtown.
Why would you want an event center when Wind River Casino's going to put one in that'll probably dwarf the one Reading wants to put in?
And that's another point, because we got, on that same grounds, we've got Powwow. And I'm not hearing a whole lot about that. I hear rodeo, but we've also got Powwow there. So some culture,
absolutely.
You know,
they,
there's some culture here.
They want to build a stage for concerts.
And so they're bringing in this kind of monoculture and trying to get rid of these local culture. I mean, is that what's going on here? It's just a culture thing and people are just forgetting and just kind of disrespecting the culture with their own agendas.
We've got a minority of the elite here in Reading that want to turn us into Bend, Oregon. And I read in a paper about 6 weeks ago, Reading is a bicycle town. I'm going, oh, really? And, you know, we need to get leaders in the city council that represent the people of Reading. And that would be Mark DeQuisto, that Littell guy, and, I can't think of their names right now because I don't pay much attention. But we need to get rid of the group that's in there right now.
Well, they've all been on the KCNR, and they've all said they support the rodeo.
Well, things change, too. They'll say anything to get elected.
Oh, yeah, kind of like our national politicians.
You can trust everything my friend Kamala says.
Yeah, you can.
I'm surprised more people haven't called her Kamala.
You know, if you tune in to Poke the Cornets next Sunday morning, you'll hear some negative stuff about
Talk to us about that show. What's up with that show? That's Sunday mornings?
That's Sunday mornings. In fact, I've made up a new commercial we're going to do. This is just a rough draft, but let me read it to you. This is the commercial. Listen to me. Tired of artificial intelligence? Tune in to KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. You'll listen to the show hosts who earned their normal intelligence at the School of Hard Knocks. You'll hear Nick Gardner and Doug Jenke every Sunday morning and Kevin Cry on the other Sundays. You'll hear honest news that makes you and county manners, you'll hear honest news that matters to you and county manners from Kevin, the most transparent supervisor we've ever had in Shasta County, where men have penises and women don't. Sunday mornings, KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Be there and be informed.
I think you forgot to put the supported by Joe Biden part in there.
I don't think either one of you paid attention in school that day when they taught you not to tease the handicapped.
Now, who's the handicapped? Is that you or is that Joe Biden?
Dad, I'm just going to hang up and go to my
family. I know who the handicapped is.
Yeah. How can Joe Biden support anyone when Joe Biden's pulling the grass from underneath of it?
Boy, isn't that about the truth. You know, our republic is in danger. And people need to really pay attention and make a wise decision this time. You know, I see where the polls are kind of tied here and there, and even Harris might be a little bit. And that's a good testament that our educational system has really gone downhill over the last 30 years.
Yeah, I don't think in the history of any country you've ever had 80 million people that have been this severely duped.
Well, yeah, that's right. You know, but there's still a group of them that stand up and say, Joe's done a great job, and bad, bad Trump.
Yeah. Like Nick's show.
That's right.
Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. Are you tired of AI? Well, how's that? Read that one more time, Nick.
Tired of artificial intelligence. Tune in to KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock.
And take your earpiece out and listen.
Hey, before we go to break, I got one more question for you, Nick. When in your life did you realize that you were a man and not a boy? First thing off the top of your head.
Oh, yes. I would say about 12.
On the spot.
I'd say about 12.
Oh, yeah. Maybe don't tell us about it. Never mind. Let's go to break.
Well, you know, my mom used to dress me in skirts, and I always wondered why, you know, the other girls didn't go into the boys' room. Well, I'm just kidding.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
That is not right.
I still have the urge to go get my fingernails manicured. I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what, don't let anybody kid you, but pedicures are a man thing.
You are listening to KCNR 96.5. If you own a manicure business out there and you want to advertise with us, let us know. Give us a call at 605-4567. We got some open slots. If you do manicures.
Women don't.
If you do manicures, give us a call. We got some advertising spots. All right, let's go to break. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses spread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Thank you.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Dave Wiley here, and I'm here with Perry, and we're here coming up for Man Up tonight. Ben, I've got a poignant question for you on the air. You ready? I'm putting you on blast here. You're in the hot seat. Does your mom still buy your underwear for you? Be honest.
Oh, no.
Because that's how you know you're a man, when you buy your own underwear, man. Come on.
I think I bought my last one.
I'm just messing with you. Ben's 18, and so we give him a hard time about being a man on this show. Mm. Yeah.
It's true.
Good to have you here tonight, man.
You too.
Yeah, so, you know, the difference between a boy and a man is about 30 years and a lot of embarrassing mistakes, let me tell you. And you know why all the, dumb blonde jokes are one-liners?
Why?
So men can remember them.
There you go. That covers up for the bond.
Hey, so I was thinking about it. If we get a mechanical bull, do you think we could get the city and the county and the businesses to work together? Take something like Ninja Coalition. Can we get like a American Ninja Warrior section out there at the ballpark? You know, we can bounce from rare air, jump over to the American Ninja Warrior Coalition obstacle course, play some baseball, some hockey. Now, that would be cool, right?
Yes.
Hey, so now let's talk about a little local politics then. Perry.
Yes.
So do you want to disclose who you endorse?
Well, I'll say this, you know, on the local politics, you know, whether it be a supervisor, you know, we have all these, this coming up, city council, just, get yourself informed. Go to a city council meeting, read the notes, figure out who's backing who, and what's their agenda. You know, it's pretty easy to figure out what someone's agenda is if you listen to what they vote for and against. And the rodeo is the perfect example. If you have anyone of five city council members, if you have any one of those five that are voting against renewing the rodeo's long-term lease, I would question those votes because they're obviously not representing the local community. And trust me, if you're like me, you can read those propositions, man. You can read them inside and out, and you still don't understand it. Is a yes a no, and is a no a yes?
Yeah, it seems like there's been some other issues, you know, with land and the city council, and, you know, you hear these rumors and things, and, you know, you would think that they would really want to make this situation shine. You would think that they would want to come out and say, let's quit putting this off. You know, I don't know everything. That's certainly true. I don't know all the ins and outs and nuts and bolts of everything. But from the outside looking in, it seems like these guys would want to step up, get this done ahead of election to say, this, look at what we did. Vote for us. Look at what we accomplished.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what I would do is I'd question the folks that are running for city council, question them. You know, what are they for? You know, is somebody influencing them from somewhere above, as far as hierarchy, you know?
So do you know which of these guys are, you know, doing the most for rodeo? I heard something about an ad hoc committee. I don't know if that actually happened. Is there, who is really taking this and getting things done?
Well, I know that as far as the city council, there's three that are actually You know, there's two already that are in there right now that are for the rodeo. You know, but Mark Mazzano, and then you have David Backus and Paul Danuka. They're actually guys that would support a long-term lease of the rodeo. And actually, you know, for lack of a better term, someone with a little common sense and more of a voice of reason. They'll actually listen to the people instead of someone else.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm glad you know about that, because I have a lot to learn about these things. You know, I've been paying attention. I've been trying to figure out what's going on and trying to piece all this together. I really appreciated Nick Gardner calling. And, you know, this guy really keeps an eye on things, and he's got strong opinions, you know, and he's got his own show. And man, if you ever can tune in at 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning, right after Flatline, you know, this guy goes on with the Bible. And then right after that, you got Nick Gardner. He comes in at 8 a.m. and 8:05 after the news, he yells into this mic, poke the hornet's nest. And we got to turn him down. We got to turn him way down, don't we, Ben? Yeah. 'Cause he comes in waking people up. And, that's what we need. We don't need to be, like woke. We need to be waking up.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people in the community that are informed, and it is difficult. You know, we're all busy. You know, that's a pretty good excuse, I guess, but find a person that can influence you, and you can ask questions, and he answers the questions how you want to hear them. And, you know, just pay attention. That's all I can say. And don't be duped.
Awesome, man. Hey, Ben, another question for you.
Yes, sir.
Hope you're ready for this one. All right. I asked Nick, when did you realize that you were a man and not a boy? First thing comes to your head, hot seat.
I think finances start to hit you. That might have been it for me. Responsibility with money. Or like if you have a credit card, now you have this responsibility, you know?
Yeah. A man provides and works, and yeah, that goes back to what I was saying about having a good work ethic, getting some funds, and because you're going to be providing for your family and helping.
Yeah, I'm at level one, providing for yourself.
Right, I get it. Hey, you're at 18.
Good, yeah, that's a good start. And hey, it's every day for me. I mean, I'm pretty sure I became a man a long time ago, but every day I wake up and go through the same routine and make sure I am.
That's a good idea. This day and age, better make sure, I guess.
Yeah, and then every once in a while, I really, really assure myself I am a man by cooking dinner and doing the dishes.
Hey, if they were running a good woman candidate, I would vote. I mean, I don't have any problem with a woman president. That's not.
Oh, that's not. I don't care color, creed, sex, whatever. It's the candidate. It's the policy.
Policy.
Know? Yeah, and we have so many people that hate the candidate instead of the policies. I mean, you can tell the policies on what we had for the last 4 years. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, it was a lot more expensive. I did a lot of traveling, and when it went from $80 to $110 to fill up my pickup, you know, that's a big difference.
Yeah, and that goes back to that question, and Carl's been asking a lot, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Yeah.
And that's what we got to look at.
Yep, absolutely not.
All right, you are listening to KCNR. This is the Man Up Show at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're coming at the top of the hour here. And Ben, you got any final thoughts on this? I'm going to give you the final word, producer, because I'm a producer. And what are your thoughts on all of this, buddy? Close this out.
This is a fun show. You know, I'm going to say that, first of all. And I just love playing my little political clips here and there, you know?
You like poking the hornet's nest.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
No, that's a lot of damage.
Well, you better make sure that you have copyright for those voices, you know? They might come looking for you. You are a man now.
Oh, no.
We do have the licensing and stuff for bumper music and different things, so. Yes.
Now,
good point.
I think for Nick's show, you probably should get a recording of that Kamala cackle for him.
I was only able to get one cackle.
And disgusting animals. Your Twitter account.
Only Rosie O'Donnell.
I hear Megyn Kelly. All right, guys.
15 seconds.
KCNR 96.5 FM. You've listened to the Man Up Show. This is David Wiley covering here, trying to cover for Carl Bott, which is impossible. All right, Redding, Shasta County, and all those listeners out there. Next time, you know, give us a call. We want to hear from you over here.
Absolutely, and stay informed.
Bye.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.